Father Michael Cherney, a Canadian Jesuit based in Nairobi, Kenya, has been appointed one of about 30 experts who will assist the Synod of Bishops for Africa at the Vatican, which begins this October. In 2002, Father Cherney founded the African Jesuit AIDS Network as a way to help Jesuits in Africa work on the problem of HIV and AIDS. Father Cherney spoke to us about how the church offers hope to people living with HIV.
Basically, the proper response is to listen, first of all, therefore to be a listening church, so that people who, first of all, are deeply shocked themselves and who realize that if they are indiscreet and tell other people that they will suffer terrible consequences, that they should find in the church and in church people a willing and discreet ear. Secondly, someone who is willing to listen to the whole story. The difference between many of the medical services and what the church offers is that we are interested in the whole person. And so they don't feel like a medical number. They feel that they are a person and that the different dimensions of the impact, which it affects your whole life, that all of that can be discussed. So, for example, it's not only that I'm feeling sick, but that I am not able to work like I used to. So what kind of job can I have? Or my family relates to me differently. So how can I be reintegrated in my family? Or even in my parish, where do I fit now? These are all the real questions that people have. And if they feel that they're going to get humane and Christian answers, then they'll come. They will say, in the church I found someone who was willing to embrace me, even though I'm HIV positive, and to help me, as we say, to live positively.